right back in and welcome our sixth storyteller to the stage. Let's welcome Drew Forster.
I went to a college that produced a lot of Rhodes and Fulbright scholars. I was never in the running for one of those. But when, in my senior year, I was awarded the Reginald L. Tucker Prize, I did not even know the prize existed prior to winning it, but it was for the person who, by formal leadership or the force of his or her personality, had contributed the most to making the residential college a closer, more vital community. And a residential college is just a fancy way to say a dorm with a couple of extra amenities, a dining hall and a game room and a laundry room, that kind of thing. Not having realized that the prize existed, I knew nothing about Reginald L. Tucker. And so when I did some research after the fact, I couldn't help but think about his mother and how disappointed she would be about how low the bar had gotten for the prize that bore her son's name, because Reggie Tucker was a standout at his Detroit Catholic high school, the captain of the debate team. He graduated with honors not only in undergrad, but also at the University of Michigan Law School, and he was a promising young Chicago lawyer when his life was cut tragically short by an unspeakable accident when he was just 29 years old. And I thought about the reasons why somebody might have nominated me for this prize. The formal leadership roles that I had undertaken included intramural secretary for 2 years. And basically, I had to recruit people to captain teams when our dorm played against other dorms in football and basketball and inner tube water polo. And that job consisted mainly of me spending inordinate amount of times on campus phone boxes trying to call dorm rooms of my peers, especially female athletes, to make sure that we didn't forfeit matches. I was begging them to come out to the fields and the courts. And over my 4 years, we finished around ninth place out of 12 dorms every single time. Our motto was strive for mediocrity. But we had a lot of fun doing it. I also owned the bagel bar in the basement of this dorm. And basically, this was a student-run small business that was handed down from upperclassmen to underclassmen. For a small price, we bought the bagel bar from the previous owners. That included probably two of the first toaster ovens ever put on the market, and a post-war refrigerator that kept things kind of cold, I guess. But we were open Sunday night to Wednesday night from 10 o'clock until the movie ended. We would show movies of different themes, so we had like a Brat Pack week where we would show The Breakfast Club and 16 Candles and St. Elmo's Fire. That was by far our best-selling week. We also had Star Wars week, but we were open 4 nights. There were only 3 Star Wars movies at that point, so we had to add in Spaceballs as kind of a bonus. And, you know, every week we'd pull down like a cool $50, my partner and I, for standing there popping pizza bagels and mozzarella bagels. And he was from the Pacific Northwest, so he introduced this super fancy cream cheese and sun-dried tomato bagel when he joined the team. And we would sell juices and sodas and candy. And it was better than any of the work-study jobs that I worked while I was in college. And so I really enjoyed that. Added a lot of life, I guess, to the college. But the thing I worried the most that Mrs. Tucker might find out about was my role on the college's welcoming committee. And this was kind of specific to our dorm, but people from other dorms could also join us. And I had actually kind of been the de facto chair of the welcoming committee just weeks before I won this award. And so my job was to recruit people to show up at a strategically planned time to coincide with the largest tour of the entire year during future freshman days. And we would gather in a dorm on the freshman quad, and the other role of the committee chair was to give the speech after everyone disrobed. because the way we welcomed people to our campus was to streak the freshman quad during the biggest tour of the year. And the speech I had heard numerous times before as I had participated, and it always went something like this. Slow saunter. We are not going to run. We are going to walk proud across the quad to our dorm, which was just across the street from the freshman quad. It was one of the nearest dorms to the freshman quad. And this year it held particular significance giving this speech because I pointed to Nier Goldman in the back of the crowd. Nier had sprained his ankle a couple days prior to the welcoming committee's grand performance. But Goldman was a gamer, and he showed up on crutches. And he was going to do the streak with us. And so I said, listen, the slow saunter thing is even more important this year because we are not going to leave Nier behind. And everybody cheered really loud. And there's sort of this nervous energy when you have about 50 people gathered inside a small space before streaking the freshman quad. And then the door flung open at the right time and we left this archway. And then there was this phenomenon that would happen with this event. The rest of the students all knew when we were going to streak the tour. And so they would line up along the pathway coming out of this dorm. And I was never a varsity athlete, but I assume this is what professional athletes feel when they come out of that tunnel, right? And the entire stadium is like screaming. Well, I tell you what, when that happens, your adrenaline kicks in. And all the best intentions about a slow saunter go right out the window. And just like every prior year, we took off. And we ran with our backpacks on our backs and nothing else on our bodies. And we left Nier far, far behind. And there he was with his crutches. And this was not a small quad. This was a full city block. And there was Nier, and we had all made it across the street and back to safety and inside the gate of our dorm. And then Nier had to cross that street all by himself. And then about 15 minutes later, after we had all gotten, we were probably half dressed. And just like any good welcoming committee should, we swung the gate open and welcomed Nier back into the dorm. Goldman was a gamer that day. Thank you very much.